You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You wouldn't read about it. We've got Pax Asadi in the building talking about their show, Ladi Dadi Asadi Like to Party, which is cool because I like hip hop and I see you've got a hip hop reference in there.
Yeah.
Do you love hip hop?
I love hip hop. A lot of people who see the title of my show don't know that it's a hip hop reference.
Right.
They don't know that it's a Slick Rick or, if you're not conscious of that reference, a Snoop Dogg reference.
Right.
Because obviously Snoop Dogg, it wasn't a sample, but he paid homage to the original song in one of his song in one of his songs in the 90s. So people who don't know that reference think it's just like a weird, like, what is this? And if you don't know the reference, it's actually quite a bad show title. Like, it's quite lazy.
I like it. Wait, but wasn't it also, didn't Miley Cyrus recently sample the Ladi Dadi thing?
We like to. I don't know.
So people might think it's that kind of show, and you know, people will swoon in with the Miley Cyrus reference.
Yeah, I'll get like the 27-year-old white girls.
That's what you want, right?
Yeah, that's definitely my crowd.
It's great. Yeah. So do you want to talk to the show a little bit about what one can expect when it's on? What, why, how, and when?
It's stand-up comedy. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's this little thing that I do as a hobby. And it's me on stage with a microphone telling you, the audience, what we like to call in the biz, jokes.
Jokes, you say?
Yeah. And they're pretty good jokes. And I'm pretty darn good at it. I'm 10 years deep and yeah. I'm pretty swish.
Do you have any like tasters? Like a little, like, do people say to you when you tell them you're a comedian, like, tell a joke?
Yeah. It makes me want to, like, I don't know if children listen to this breakfast show, but it makes me want to rip out their larynx. And
and should I leave? Do you want me to leave?
Well, you haven't actually said the words
no,
yet.
No, that's true. That's true.
And that's my rage, like, trigger. My rage trigger is people asking me to tell them a joke. Because that's not how it works, you know? You know how with stand up, there's like a stage and a microphone and lights, and like you're in front of me and I have lighting on me and you've paid for a ticket and you've sat down and now you're waiting for me to come out on stage and then I come out on stage and do the rest. All of those elements are not happening now. So don't ask me the question. I'm getting mad. Can you hear me?
Don't ask the question, yeah. Okay? Don't ever ask the question.
Yeah. But I will tell you a joke, ironically. No, I'm not going to tell you a joke, but I will, not a joke from the show, but I will tell you, I'm going to tell you a joke that my dad told me when I was 8 years old, and it's my favorite joke ever.
Oh, we love the history.
It's a joke of true family, kind of like, you know, filled with like culture and silly business. Mm-hmm. So here's my dad's favorite joke. There's an American man. It's one of those jokes. There's an American man. Okay, but just let me preface this with, he wrote this.
Okay.
So that like is quite incredible. Like, that's quite prolific. Mm-hmm. There's an American man, a Canadian man, and an Indian man all having a fishing trip out in the ocean. And the boat capsizes, unfortunately, and they're all swimming in the sea, hoping to be saved. And then a shark swims up, eats the American man, and eats the Canadian man. And then the Indian man is in the ocean, like, panicking, freaking out, and the shark swims up to him and swims away. And the Indian man looks up at the heavens and goes, "Oh, God, why did you save me?" And the shark looks back at him and goes, "Nah, man, I ate one of you last week and my bumhole's still burning."
I've loved it.
Written by Afnan Asadi.
That's
1997.
That's beautiful. I love a little dollop of toilet humor, you know?
I love it, man. It's every now and then farts, poops, like, it's fine. It's funny.
Underrated. It's sophisticated in the right context.
Farts are Mother Nature's greatest joke.
I'd agree.
Every comedian, like, you can't get funnier than a fart, like, just as far as like pure, innate, inherently funny. You can't get funnier than a fart.
You can't.
All comedians are just trying to chase that feeling of when you were a kid and you heard a fart and thought it was hilarious. Mm, mm. Like, that's all we're just trying to chase.
And will there be any farts in your show?
You know what? Yes.
Yes.
I've decided here. Yes. There's going to be a whole fart section.
Stunning.
Yeah, but I'm excited to do stand-up. I've been doing, I don't know if the BFM audience watches TV. I don't know if anyone watches TV anymore, to be completely honest. But I've been on TV a lot.
Text in 53955 if you watch TV.
Well, it might like damage my self-esteem that hearing people go, I don't watch any of the work you do constantly. But
I will now, though, after the farts.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that would be awesome. But I've been doing a lot of TV and haven't been doing much stand-up, which is like real tough because 10 years ago, 11 years ago, I started this career because I fell in love with stand-up, like watching stand-up on YouTube and not watching like panel shows on TV. Like, that's not what I cared about. But you get a mortgage and you got to pay your mortgage. So this show is going to be me like releasing all of this like pent up stand-up comedy energy that, you know, I've been doing stand-up for 11 years and this is the first time in my career where I don't get to do it all the time.
Yeah.
So it's really like bottled up right now.
Yeah, it's going to be a labor of love. Like,
yeah, big, big, wet labor of love.
And if people want to come see this wet labor of love.
Yeah.
When and where and how?
It's going to be 13th, 14th, 15th at Q Theatre on Queen Street. You can get your tickets at comedyfestival.co.nz, Pax Asadi, Ladi Dadi Asadi Like to Party. Get your tickets. It's at 9:30, I think. Get your tickets. Come on down. And bring a friend and have some fun.
You've picked a track for us to play.
Yeah,
tell us a little bit about this?
I didn't pick the track. I just your producer came in and said, what are you listening to right now? Like, what are your jams right now? And I just showed her an album because I the whole album I love. So I just showed her an album, was like anything from this album. So it's from an artist called Sango, who is one of my favorite artists, and I love this album. I don't know how to pronounce the album because I know he's married to a Brazilian woman, and so this album is all just traditional Brazilian music samples.
Oh.
It's Da Roquina, Roquina 2.
All right, let's play it. Thank you so much, Pax.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Pax.
Quero te dar, quero te dar, da 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 da
a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.